Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about self-knowledge. This is part two of a three-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, since this is part two of a three-part series, can you review what we talked about in the last show?
Okay, here goes. All areas of life are better with self-knowledge based on your essence. And when we talk about self-knowledge, we're really talking about that core of you, that part of you that's intangible but very ever-present. And that anything that needs to be fixed in your life, now or in the future, the root is always essence. I was just talking to Patricia about this before we came on air. It's kind of a neat idea, but through self-knowledge and the ecosystem approach, you can start taking care of your problems in the future, even if you don't know what those are, because they all stem from this area of essence, and you get to there through self-knowledge. And then the last thing is that your body is designed to tell the truth about who you are, all the time in every way.
Okay, and Jason, I'm going to stop you and I'm going to ask you to back up. This when you're talking about the root of our essence and problems in the future, am I correct? Let me gain some clarity here, or help the audience gain some clarity. What you're saying is that when we have a direct connection to our essence and things happen, if we don't have to go through, quote, negative energy to get to a solution of what's going on in our life, if we are connected to our essence directly, we can see solutions a whole lot easier and with a lot more clarity than otherwise by having the negative energy in the way.
Yes. And let me see if I can summarize what you just said, which is that negative energy is the source of those problems in the future.
Yes.
So if we start clearing them, they may come up one way
or another
in one sector of our life and then in another way. Maybe we have problems with our relationships over here, but then we have a health problem over here. We don't ever
connect
those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
They all come together in your essence. And it's actually a lot of people, you know, that's one of our biggest pushbacks from people is, you know, I just want to lose some weight. I don't want to do all this other stuff. I just want to lose some weight.
Well, okay. This brings to your next point. Your body is designed to tell you the truth about who you are.
And if you have excess weight, for example, you know, this is the time of year everybody's thinking about weight. We have to go back to that part of us that is in the way.
Okay. Okay.
And then the last part, this is, we're talking about the summary now, is that the natal chart in astrology is a great tool to uncover who you are. And we just touched on that last time, and we're going to kind of go deep on that in this show.
Okay. So, Jason, we all have goals and desires in life. Can you tell us how self-knowledge helps with that?
Every goal that you want, if you apply what you know about who you are, it makes it easier. It's sort of like if I was to, if you've never driven before and all of a sudden just threw you the keys and said, yeah, go to the store and get me some groceries or, you know, whatever. I mean, that's not the way to learn how to drive.
Hey, I got thrown in a swimming pool and I had to sink or swim. That's not what you're talking about. And
that's not the way to...
a horrible, terrifying experience.
And that's not the way to learn how to swim either.
No, that's my point. That's my point.
Most of us, we spend so much time studying and studying all sorts of things, except who we are and how we work and how the best way is to get ourselves to work to get what we want.
Okay, so if I have an example. If I want a job as a bank teller, okay? If I want a job as a bank teller and I have absolutely no experience, if I use my astrology, and I'm going to bring it all together and then we're going to tear it apart again, everyone. If I use astrology, the ecosystem approach, and the Enneagram, if I use all those things, I can get what I want. Is that what you're telling me? Or I can see maybe that's not the job for me. Or in other words, I can gain clarity.
All of the above. I think we're making it a little too complicated.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach encompasses all these other tools.
Okay.
So they're not separate. The ecosystem is, you know, in our ecosystem approach, we use astrology as a tool. We use the Enneagram as a tool. We use energy work as a tool, but they all come together under the guise or the objective of having self-knowledge. And, you know, no matter what you want, whether it's to be a bank teller or maybe it's to get into a certain school, knowing who you are, first of all, helps you determine whether that goal is right in the first place. And second, whether it's in alignment with you. And then third, if it is, if all those things are present, then what's the best way to uncover your natural motivation to get what you want, as opposed to if you ever have to motivate yourself to do anything, something's wrong. Something's plugged up. There's some negative energy there that's in your way.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, I'm still not clear about the self-knowledge thing.
The self-knowledge helps us. Here's the best way of understanding it.
Okay.
If we're not a machine operates a certain way. So I can get a manual to how to operate my lawnmower and it'll tell me how to do it. Simple, easy, no problem. But we don't come with manuals. And
I'm only laughing because no way, no kidding. I could have said that different, but we just don't come with manuals.
And it's the most important. If we did, it's the most important document you would ever have, because how you work in the world and how to get yourself to bring on your heart's desires and know what your heart's desires are in the first place and then bring them on is really important.
Okay.
But so now there's two major parts of self-knowledge, and this is really important. The first part is who we are as a living being and how to grow, which is unique for each of us. The best example of this is a gardener. You know, we just moved into this new area. We have a unique climate. We have a different amount of sunshine. The soil is different than where we've come from. The humidity, everything about the climate, the type of soil is different. It's rocky here as opposed to different where we used to be. And all these factors affect if we're going to grow a garden or even what we're going to grow, what plants we're going to choose, and what our expectations are. Now, contrast that to a mechanic. If he's fixing a lawnmower or fixing your car, for example, it doesn't matter if you have a Ford, if you're in the North Pole or in
Australia.
You fix it the same way. The same manual applies. It's all the same. But as human beings, it's not that simple. And if you try and grow the same garden in Alaska that you do where we are, or you do where the Sahara Desert, it's not going to work out very well.
Okay.
And it seems so obvious if you're a gardener, but for human beings, it's not so obvious.
Okay.
So once you understand what really makes up self-knowledge, you'll have the best way to achieve all your objectives and your desires in your life.
Well,
but here's the second part.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
The first part is how you are as a living human being and how that works. The second part is understanding this 80% negative energy in your essence. Now, if you go back to some of our other shows, we talked about this in our first show this year about new beginnings, how one of the first things I learned as I was evolving as an intuitive was that there's 80% negative energy in your essence. Now, I didn't learn it through a book. I saw it. When I started looking at people, they had this dark cloud. Everybody had this barrier, this negative energy, this interference. And the best way to see it is sort of a trauma or a story that has a profound effect on everything that you do. So that's the second part.
Okay, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We've been trained to be like machines, so self-knowledge becomes like a spec sheet when you list certain attributes and it's not true.
Okay.
Self-knowledge is understanding that you are a living being and how to optimize that living being in a unique way for you. And that self-knowledge is understanding the trauma or the story that goes with that 80% of negative energy in your essence. And that your heart's desires and life objectives come from authentic self-knowledge and the ecosystem approach.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how astrology can be used as a powerful tool for self-knowledge. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about astrology and how it can be used as a powerful tool for self-knowledge. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, can you explain, and I know you can, how to use astrology as a tool for self-knowledge?
We go to the basics. The primary tool we use is what's called the natal chart, and then the sun and the moon signs. Now, if you don't know anything about astrology, I'll explain it just briefly. If you know a lot about astrology, please don't overthink it. We really, truly do focus on the basics. We focus on the qualities of each sign. And again, you might have heard this, you may not have: cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And then the elements of each sign, earth, water, fire, air. And we keep it very, very simple. You know, we have a lot of clients now. We stopped taking on new clients, but we've had a lot of clients that we've had for years, 15, 10, 15, 20 years. And some of those clients, we haven't even gotten to the astrology part. We've been clearing a lot, but there's so much.
We've been clearing that 80%.
And that's really the big part. But this can be really helpful to you. We use it in conjunction with the ecosystem approach and by clearing energy. Now, I want to say this. Astrology terms have been discredited because by those who think like a machine. It doesn't make sense. You know, they want a black and white, 1 + 2 = 3. You know, it doesn't work that way. And just like life force isn't that way, life isn't that way. There's a richness there's a richness in terms of being able to describe the uniqueness of human beings. Mm. What I like about astrology more than anything else is that it gives us a language.
Okay, well, in the last segment, you talked about two types of self-knowledge. Which one does astrology address?
Astrology helps you understand the subtleties of your uniqueness, that part of you that is, if it didn't have your essence, if it didn't have any negative energy attached to it. And that can be very, very helpful. But understand that for the most part, we work on that Enneagram part first because that trauma is in your way. And I often see that, I see this a lot, that our Enneagram type, which is a reflection of that 80% of negative energy in your essence, distorts your authentic astrology
natal chart,
or how you would express yourself if you didn't have any negative energy attached to you. Mm. And that's what astrology is. If you didn't have any negative energy attached to you, your astrology would be an exact representation of who you are authentically. It still is, but it gets distorted when it comes out by that 80%.
Okay.
So this is your astrology. The natal chart in your astrology is a representation, a very detailed representation of your essence. How's that for simple?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. And the other type of self-knowledge is?
It looks at that 80%, which comes from the Enneagram. We use the Enneagram as a tool.
Okay.
And that shows the distortions in your personality based on that negative energy.
Our listeners can go back two shows because we did an Enneagram show.
Part one and part two.
That's right. And you can listen to that and get some idea of what we're talking about if you don't already know. And if you do already know, I hope you enjoyed it.
It's worth listening to a couple times because there's a lot of information
true,
there.
True. So, Jason, before we go any farther, what's the newsletter bonus for this week?
The ecosystem approach that we've designed is designed to help you uncover who you are authentically. And part of that, the most important part of that, is clearing the negative energy that's attached to you. Every week in the newsletter, we call it the newsletter bonus, we provide clearings for you to start removing that negative energy. And one of the things that, if you've heard us for a while, we talk about is clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Well, the newsletter bonus always has specific clearings. And
related to the shows we've done.
To the shows, little bit about the backstory of the show. Usually we talk a little bit more about ourselves, and gives you an idea of what's going on, and also talks about the next next show for the next week.
Okay.
So sign up for that. It's at www.livinglighter.org. Go to our newsletter tab. It's free. All we ask for is your name and address and your email address.
Okay. So with that said, let's get back to the show. And Jason, can you give me more information about the sun sign and the elements so we can understand a little bit more about astrology?
Your sun sign, and that's what everybody talks about. You know, if you're in the 80s and...
If you're in a bar and somebody says, what's your sign?
They're asking about what your sun sign is. And so let's talk about that position. When we're talking about sun sign, it represents your ego, how you reflect yourself to the world, how you show yourself to the world. It's not all of you, but it's the most important part of you. It's the part that needs to be satisfied in terms of your work and relationships, so that you can have what you want in the world. And if you have what you want that's consistent with your sun sign, chances are you will be satisfied with your life.
Okay, so in a minute, I have that feeling you're going to give us some examples, but let me ask you one more question. Can you give some information about the moon sign and the elements so we can understand that?
Well, let's talk about, so we talked about the sun sign. Okay. The elements are earth, water, fire, and air. And those are elements that represent each sign. Okay. For example, I'm a Sagittarius. That's a fire sign. You can tell a lot about me just knowing that I'm
a Sagittarian.
that my element is fire.
Yes.
You know, I go hot and cold. That adventure, you know, when it's snowing and blustery, I'm saying, oh, this is fun. Oh, this is great. And Patricia's over there saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And that's because of my element. You know, Patricia is a Libra, which is an air sign. Air sign is more intellectual. It moves quickly. You know, I can be talking to Patricia about one thing, and then all of a sudden we're talking about something else. Then all of a sudden we're talking about something else. Well, that's air. That's just how it works. You know, that's just natural. So that's this. So the sun sign is who you are, what you show to the world, and it has to be satisfied in terms of it has to be congruent with that sun sign in order for your ego to be satisfied in what you do and how you spend your time in the world. Now, your moon sign, you ready for your moon sign? Did that make sense?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It did to me.
Okay. So your moon sign is how you receive information, and it's hidden. So you may be, you know, Sagittarius, happy-go-lucky, you know, put my foot in my mouth, which I used to do a lot.
Until I learned how to kick him quietly under the table.
I still put my foot in my mouth. I'm just more refined about getting it out, that's all. But my moon sign is how I receive information. It's hidden. People don't see it, but it's typically a reflection of how you feel, how you process information. So I can be out there being bold and boisterous with my fire sign, but the inside of me isn't that way at all. My moon sign is Scorpio, and that's accounts for my intuition. And you know, I know that's where my strength is in terms of my intuition, is that I get to see these things, I feel these things really profoundly. I always felt that way, even as a child, that I could feel how other people were feeling, and I always just thought everybody felt that way, but it's not true. The thing about the moon sign is that it's receptive. So when you think about the elements, earth, water, fire, air, or Scorpio is a water sign, which usually reflects emotion. So I have a deeply emotional sign that I receive information with. So on the surface, you don't see much emotion. I'm pretty, you know, pretty easygoing, natural, easy.
I'm going to give you some clarity here, everyone. He's absolutely right. You don't see a whole lot. In fact, he can be Mr. Cool and Calm. But when he receives information, so to speak, we'll say it from that perspective, when he receives things, information from the world and the world around him, I see that he reads the emotion of it first.
and I feel the emotion
and
of it.
And he feels it.
But absolutely. It's quiet. It doesn't show on the outside.
Exactly. Yes, until everybody goes home and he'll go, what was that about? You know, that kind of thing. But, the bottom line is that neither one of us are dull. So we'll just say it that way. Okay, so Jason.
Should we go to the key points?
I guess we should. Yeah, there's so much information here, you guys. I just can't even begin to tell you. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The basics of astrology give you a view of your unique human ecosystem. Astrology gives you a language to help understand personality, natural motivations, and approaches. Mm. And that's what the elements are for. Working at the basics of sun and moon can reveal basic approaches for authenticity, and that astrology names energies. We didn't talk much about this. We'll talk some more about this in the next segment. But astrologers interpret energies, and that's where it often goes wrong, because you'll read a monthly horoscope or something, or a daily horoscope, and they'll say, well, you know, today's the day you'll meet the love of your life. Well, I already met the love of my life, you know, but the astrologer interpreted that for me, and it didn't apply. So what we want you to do through the ecosystem approach is interpret the energy for yourself.
I love it.
And we show you how to do that.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the Enneagram works together with astrology and some more examples about how to use astrology for unlimited self-knowledge. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about how the Enneagram works together with astrology. And some more examples of how to use astrology for unlimited self-knowledge. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, everybody wants to know, including me, can you give us some examples of how to use astrology as a tool for self-knowledge and to achieve objectives at the same time?
When I was in college, I was interested in business, and I became a business major. And my dad wanted me to be an accountant. Well, my sun sign is Sagittarius, and my moon sign is Scorpio. Sagittariuses love adventure. They're drawn toward higher education, law, philosophy, higher learning. And accountants, being an accountant just seemed way too mundane to me. Now, back then, I hadn't studied astrology. I hadn't done the energy work. I wasn't doing any of this. And I flopped around trying to figure out a way that I could become an accountant, which, of course, I wasted a lot of time.
Well, wait, I wouldn't say that, because you figured out what you didn't want.
Well, but this makes our point, which is how important self-knowledge is.
Exactly.
You know, we don't, you know, I didn't get a manual when I, you know, when I was 5 years old about running me, and I was trying to figure out, I've been trying to figure out all my life. Most people, and we see this all the time, they never figure it out.
Right.
So, and this doesn't mean, and please don't imply that there are any rules here, that you can never be an accountant if you're a Sagittarius. That's not true. It's how you're an accountant. You know, some accountants deal more with the big picture, deal more with businesses that are in crisis. You know, I can see an accountant a Sagittarius accountant who would take a business in crisis and say, oh, yeah, this is a challenge. It's an adventure. Let me see what I can do.
But there's other parts. Let's just make this really clear here as much as possible. We are not just one thing. We don't use just one element. We're not one dimensional. And the bottom line is that there are so many other aspects of who we are and how we are affected by those other aspects every single day. So I have to tell you, Jason's very good with numbers. He can do the numbers thing, like there's no tomorrow. Me, on the other hand, I can do all those things. Don't misunderstand me, but I detest them. They don't have enough heart for me, as far as I'm concerned.
So this is a good example.
Truly,
We're going to compare the two of us here, so you get a good example. And
no competition, by the way, everybody.
I'm an Enneagram 6. Mm-hmm. An Enneagram 6 would be very comfortable being an accountant because there's a form of security in it. There's not a lot of risk taking. You know, the books either balance or they don't. You know,
and the quest would be to find out why.
Well, exactly, mm-hmm. And. So as a 6, I could be an accountant, but as you clear away that 6 more and more, and you see that my true self, which is Sagittarius and the moon in Scorpio, I love finding out the secrets. I love finding out the secrets to the world. And oh, by the way, how do you do that? Well, the ecosystem approach. Now, Patricia, for example, is an Enneagram 4. Her Enneagram is 4, which is very emotional. Very creative. She is very creative and she is very emotional. But her astrology, she's a Libra sun and a Gemini moon. Both of those are air signs. Both of those are signs of intellect.
Doesn't mean I'm an airhead, everybody. I just want to make sure that's
not
clear.
At all. But it's it's ironic because her emotionality is inconsistent with her astrology. So what that tells me, you know, if I was working with her, it tells me that we need to clear a lot of that negative energy that's connected with her 4 away.
A lot of it is connected to the 80%.
Yes. And she would be less emotional and more more objective, which is something that she's been doing
for years.
Since we met. Yeah. So
that's so much fun, everyone.
That's one example. You know, another example, I was dealing with a client who was a type one Enneagram with a two wing, and she was able to follow the rules and make herself into a person who was very socially acceptable in her social world, in her social economic social group. She fit in perfectly, but as we started to clear it away, we found out that that's not really who she was. And then she would ask, well, who am I then? Well, we looked at her astrology. Her astrology is, her sun sign is Scorpio, which is, you know, not perfect, not the perfect socialite at all. The Scorpio is more like Katharine Hepburn, you know, who breaks all the rules and speaks her mind and is out there. She had a moon sign that was Aquarian, which is air, intellect. You know, she was kind of quirky, you know, that sort of thing. All those things were hidden. And it's not like when we uncover her astrology, then everything becomes clear. It gives her a framework. Okay. And it gives me a framework. It gives Patricia a framework to say, okay, I probably, you know, fit in this area. As I continue to clear away this negative energy, I see myself more and more clearly.
Right.
And some of that is, it's not like a formula, like a machine. It's more like a cafeteria where you go down and say, okay, as a Sagittarius, I go out and do this certain thing and I see if I like it. Oh, or as a Libra, I go do this thing and do I, you know, how does that feel? How does right. that, you know, work with me?
I get all that. And I just want to say that I happen to know who Jason's talking about regarding this one client. And the truth is, when I saw her for the first time, when I looked at her for the first time, I saw the beauty of who she was underneath. But she was trying to be, because she was trained, she was programmed. It was the machine programming that said she had to be this way, when the truth was she was really another way. And the fight on all of that, when she's starting to understand and learn who she is, it's amazing to see this transformation. And to see this blossoming of this beautiful, beautiful person. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The basics of astrology can reveal a framework to understand the authentic you.
That's exactly what I was just talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Often the Enneagram type hides the true self, and astrology can give you real clues to that self. Mm-hmm. And understanding the sun and moon in astrology gives you a basic framework for self-knowledge. And don't study astrology. Use it as a tool to understand yourself and focus on you uniquely.
Okay. I like all of that. And by the way, all of this works, everyone. I happen to know I'm living, walking proof of this. So with all of that said, Jason, how do we do energy work using the ecosystem approach?
Yeah, we call it clearing, and you just use your imagination. When we'll say some words, we say, and to eliminate, you gather up all that stuff, whether it's a concept, whether it's emotions or whatever it is, gather that all up in your body and then blow it into a trash can. Mm-hmm. The trash can can be actual. It can be in your imagination. Doesn't matter. Off to the side. Don't worry about the trash can. We own it. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. And then we'll go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most positive, amazing energy that any of us have access to. And we all have the right to use it. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull in the life force energy through the top of our head. We're going to pull it all the way down. We're going to let it just flow all the way down our torso, and our arms, and go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to let it turn around, and we're going to when we blow our air out, sounding like, we're going to clean up any negative energy that's been left behind. By the way, we see this as clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you remove some of the negative energy so that you can begin to understand yourself better. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you remove some of those negative energies so you can understand yourself better. You ready to get started, Jason?
I sure am. Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see myself more clearly. Take all those veils and illusions, gather them up, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that all this would be so simple if I wasn't already programmed. Take a breath. And to eliminate the programming I'm stuck in that's keeping me from seeing how simple it all is. In other words, removing the negative energies. Take a breath.
Yes. And to eliminate the barriers so I can understand the two parts of self-knowledge, my authentic self and my story, both of which are important. gather up those barriers, blow them into the trash can.
And here's the thing that came up about that one. And to eliminate all the guilt and shame that I have about my story, meaning that's the story of your life, everyone, about my story that is keeping me from clearing it, letting go of that guilt and shame. Because once you start letting go of that guilt and shame, all of these opportunities and all of this stuff opens up for you. It is amazing. Take a nice breath from the tips of your toes. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate any neediness I have to shortcut my story and just get to what I want to do, to push it all, push that story aside, to deny it, put it in the closet, ignore it, act like it doesn't exist. Take a breath. And then the other part of that, Patricia, is and to eliminate my fear that if I start clearing my story, I'm going to be stuck in it. I'm going to be trapped by it.
Or I'm going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, yes, and I'm going.
I couldn't resist.
I'm not going to be able to get away from it.
Yes.
It's going to re-traumatize me.
And it's going to haunt me forever.
When the truth is, clearing the energy doesn't have to, is not like therapy.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience, to remove my negative energy in my essence so I can know myself right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that says, well, they're saying I don't know anything about myself, so why bother? I release and let go that hopelessness and that helplessness. The truth is you do know things about yourself. You just don't know everything. And that's okay too. We all have to start somewhere. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the illusion that knowing myself is a spec sheet, sort of like the Boy Scout motto, you know, kind, honest, helpful.
There's something else, obviously.
Bravely, yes. You know, any personality trait can go both ways. You know, someone who's always happy can be shallow and superficial. Someone who's very sensitive can hold grudges. I mean, there's never one way to describe.
And one size does not fit all.
Exactly.
So take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate all the anger and resentment and bitterness I have that keeps me from seeing myself authentically. And that includes the programming that says that's the only way I can survive in the world. Take a breath. I want to go back to the story and to eliminate all of the energies that say my story is so damaged and so broken that it can never be fixed. I release and let go that fear, terror, and panic. Take a breath. We cannot change our past, but we can sure change how we feel about it and how we connect to it and how we've allowed it, because of programming, to hold me hostage. I release and let go all of that negative energy right now. Breathe. And to eliminate the barriers so I can focus on clearing, to uncover myself, to have greater self-knowledge, understanding, and compassion for me. Take a breath.
Should we activate life force?
I think so. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for anything and everything that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath.
and to activate life force so I can have the strength to have hope so I can love my authentic self. Take a breath.
That one is really, really amazing.
We hear the opposite of that all the time.
We sure do.
If I uncover my authentic self, I won't like it.
Yes. So, and to activate life force so I can love myself enough by removing the negative energies to expose who I am and still feel safe. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the patience to uncover myself for greater self-knowledge.
Take a breath. And we don't do this one enough. And to activate life force so I can have the compassion that I need for myself regarding my story to know that I've already lived that part. I can let it go. So I activate life force right now to have compassion, to know I survived it. And now it's time for me to let go of the negative energies about it. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful, happy, healthy, and have laughter and fun in my life right now as I'm learning about me. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week is part three for understanding self. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to put it all together by explaining how energy work, the Enneagram, astrology, and the ecosystem approach come together for self-knowledge. Of course, self-knowledge then is the key to everything in your life.
Right.
You know, marriage, work, money.
Well, and even your story.
Even your story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, especially your story, I guess I would say, mm-hmm. so that you can understand what that is and then don't let it get in your way.
Well, and the exciting part is that when you go back and look at your story, you can see things that you couldn't see before, and you can understand, oh, I did this because of this, or I did that because that happened or this happened. And then you can have that compassion that I've been talking about today.
For yourself.
For yourself, exactly, yes. Exactly. So if some part of you gets the importance of this self-knowledge that happens with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want a better life, you need to start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, and make that part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, here's the key. We give it to you for free. It's our newsletter. And when you take our newsletter, it comes on your phone every week. You can go to the clearings and do those every day, do those on your commute. And you'll start working with this energy. It's going to be amazing.
Exactly. And, you know, you can do these in your car if you're driving to work. You can do them on a train. You can do them on the subway, so to speak. It doesn't matter. I used to travel 20 miles to get to work every day. And I used to do the clearings in the morning on my way to work. It was pretty amazing. And life changed drastically and for so much better.
We should say that you shouldn't be looking at your phone while you're driving.
I do want to say that. I do want to, but you can put on headphones and do it that way. That is for sure.
The best thing to do when you're driving is download our show and then and then do the last segment and do the clearings with us while you're listening, while you're driving.
Okay.
So if you sign up for our newsletter, it's so important.
Right.
All you have to do is go to www.livinglighter.org. And go to the newsletter tab. It's free. And we just ask for your name and your email address.
Okay. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. And you can always preview our next show on our Facebook page every week. We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.